Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
I'm Stuart Chambi, Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale with Martin Schulich, director of The Interpreter. What is your personal connection to this story?
So when we started to write the script together with Marek Leszczak, we started observing that Europe started to change somehow, and that many historical facts that had been taken for granted already started to be denied. There are tendencies arise, denying Holocaust. Many parties come to parliaments or get to parliaments who proclaim fascism as a very effective economic system. And in Slovakia especially, politicians appeared who refused to state or to acknowledge that 60,000 people were deported during the Second World War from Slovakia into concentration camps. And this is actually how we... And then we thought about how somebody whose parents were killed during the Second World War or were killed in a concentration camp would feel observing these tendencies in Europe. And this is how the character of The Interpreter was created.
Your film is a film about memory, about how we manage our past, how sometimes it's much easier not to remember instead of keep on remembering. I'm really interested in how you build up the development of the character, not of the interpreter, of the other character, because he's the one who is going to have the tougher life, because he is forced to confront a past that he wanted absolutely not to remember. So how did you work on building that specific character?
The creation of
They describe how they felt when they started to search or research the history of their parents, the part of perpetrators in the Second World War, in the Nazi parties, the film of Martin Polak, the piece of art, the script, how they felt when they started to search or research the history of their parents and search for the truth of this concept of guilt.
And we found it as a biblical story. It was a kind of a biblical story for us, this aspect of searching for or looking into the past and looking for dedichny hriech, the hereditary guilt or
What is your perception of the young generation that you portray in your film? Are they not preoccupied or concerned by these issues?
So the young generation has it much more difficult in understanding what was happening during the Second World War, because those who carried the evidence, most of them died already. And so they need to rely just on the historical sources and the witnesses that were somehow recorded by historians. So they do not have, and because they do not have this first-hand contact, they are manipulated much more easily. Martin also wanted to add in the previous question, in his previous answer, that there are still young people who are quite interested in what was happening in the past, and they search for documents, they search for facts, and they are well informed, and they are quite active. And then you have also those who do not care at all.
In our country was problem with history that during the communist part it was very black and white history. It was good communist and bad fascist. And after the breaking the wall and transformation, the young people know that was complicated. But that was not like and understand of these nuances of history is very, very difficult.
In the press kit, there is Jiri Menzel. He says something interesting about when he was a kid. He like the war finished when he was 7, and he lived all his life with the war. But there was no information. And when his father said Hitler is dead, he was feeling sorry for him. He thought he was dead in the trenches. And it makes me think of the misinformation and the way.
I think this mess of information is very good base for manipulation. Because they told it, but you can see it's not true. But this is true, and it's another lie.
I wanted to ask you about the relationship between the two characters. This is the light part of the film. It's a kind of a funny part because there are two like the old couple, two people are completely different. They are forced to be together on a trip and they have to relate each other. How did you work on the irony and on the comical side of it? Try to fit it in such a serious issue.
We didn't want the humor in the film to be somehow self, not like self-explanatory, but self...
Comic for comic,
humor for humor. We didn't want it to be it like the source of our humor was this contradiction between the two characters, between them being like being two different personalities actually, and having different worldviews, and we didn't want them to represent two ideological theses, like the one being the Nazi or the son of the Nazi and son of the perpetrator, and the other one being the son of the victims and being the victim. Actually, we wanted to portray them as people. And also in life, you have quite often that which is funny and which is humorous standing close to what is tragic. And this is what we liked about it, that also something which is very tragical can turn into something humorous, and this can be seen in the development of the character of Georg.
Thank you very much to Martin Schulich, director of The Interpreter from the Berlinale 68. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.